in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW-Parkside, Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Jess Sheeler, an outreach and career transition specialist at Job Corps, Steve Brown, assistant professor of educational leadership at UW-Oshkosh, and former Kenosha Unified School Superintendent Joe Manji. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Manji, WGTD 91.1 HD Gateway. Our program is Education Matters, and our ongoing theme is Kenosha Being Kind, as we explore the hundreds of ways Kenoshans work together to make our community better for everyone. So thank you for being great listeners and for giving us the gift of your time for the next 43 minutes. We appreciate it. Today we're blessed to have the Bradford Musical Theater Program with us, the award-winning program, internationally renowned. And we have Jody Williams, the technical director from Bradford, Mrs. Tamara Coleman, school board president, and playing Mamma Mia, Rosie, Ben Woods, a student at Bradford, 11th grader, and Lexi Tyler, a senior at Bradford. And we've seen Ben and Lexi perform before, and believe me, folks, they're absolutely amazing. So we have them to talk about. They're going to share some of their amazing experiences. They're wonderful singers, actors, dancers. They just finished Freaky Friday. That's going on to Lincoln, Nebraska. Remember, only 10 high schools in the country are chosen to perform at Lincoln, Nebraska. It's the Weed Auditorium, I believe. I've been there three times. It's heart-stopping. And Holly brings the students from the rear of the stage so they can look out at the auditorium, which kind of looks like Carnegie Hall. It's triple stories. It's absolutely amazing. So they're also doing Mamma Mia coming up. And Ben Woods is one of the students chosen to participate in the Hamilton experience. That's got to be unbelievable. So without further ado, we're really blessed. Thank you so much for coming today. We'll start with Jody, the technical director. Tell everybody, what do you do? What's a technical director do?
Well, as I said before, I wear a lot of hats. The technical director is in charge of all of the backstage work, all of the technical aspects, lighting, sound, set, sometimes costumes, although usually costumes kind of falls into their own purview. And at Bradford, that's me. Yay.
Okay.
Other theaters or larger theaters, you often have a greater division under that. So the technical director is then in charge of other staff members who would have a master electrician or a master carpenter, property supervisor, sound engineer. But we just have the one position. And then we bring a lot of other people in. I'm not by any means all alone, but we do bring a lot of other people in. And I'm in charge of making sure all that happens.
Wow, Jody. So how long have you been doing this at Bradford?
This is my 17th year
really?
At Bradford,
oh.
Yes. Prior to that, I worked professionally in Milwaukee for about 6 years, and I was in Massachusetts before that at a different school, and I went to college in North Carolina, and that is the roundabout of how I ended up at Bradford.
That's amazing. So what attracted you to musical theater?
I started doing this when I was 12. We moved a lot when I was a kid, and the honest answer is I didn't want to go shopping with my mom one day. And we were walking by a theater, and we ran into a friend of my mom's. We had just moved to Sanford, North Carolina. And my mom's friend said, "Hey, I just dropped my daughter off. They're starting a theater, and they're starting a program for kids. Would you like to go?" And I did not want to go shopping, so I said, "Yes, I will go anywhere but to try on clothes." And and I went in, and there were no seats. The carpet hadn't even been laid down. They had just painted the stage, and I absolutely fell in love. And I stayed there. It was my second home, sixth grade, seventh grade, until I graduated, and it's all I've done since then.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, we're really blessed to have Mrs. Tamara Coleman with us today, school board president. And Mrs. Coleman, you've had three daughters go through the theater program at Bradford?
I have. Two have already graduated, and then my youngest will graduate this year. So this is my final year with KUSD Theater Arts as a mom, I will say that.
So now you've graduated to a part in Mamma Mia, and you're Rosie, so how's that going?
Oh, my gosh. First off, let me just say, it has been something interesting. I've learned, you know, every time I do something, I try to learn something about myself. And this has just been very interesting. First of all, I can dance. I did not know that I could really, really dance. But not like, you know, boogie-woogie dance, but like, you know, 70s, you know, like
really?
Rock it out. Yeah.
You don't do the floss like the Major League Baseball players?
No. But these kids are... You know, you always know, as a theater mom, you always, you know, you see how hard your child works and you see how hard the kids work because you go to the shows and you see the production. But it's different now. I've always been in the front of the house with the tickets and, and the memorabilia and, you know, making sure the posters get out to the city and, you know, making sure all the front stuff is all good. But this time I'm actually on stage, and it's very, very different, Mr. Manji. These kids are so talented. Just to sit in the auditorium with them and see, you know, sometimes there's some downtime. So you see these kids over on one side studying and doing their homework with their laptops. And then you see other kids rehearsing their lines with their partners or what have you. And then you see some on the stage. And then to Jody's team, you see other students walking around fixing the set and working with the lights. So there's students everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Holly and Jody are just kind of standing there. They're really running a student-led and driven program.
Right.
And it's been very interesting. But yeah, I was like, oh, I can dance a little bit.
We all know you could.
But I also feel a little old because, boy, my knees have been aching. But it has been. It's been very rewarding. I'm looking forward to the community seeing some of us adults on the stage.
Good.
It'll be fun.
So tell us a little bit about Rosie. What do you love about Rosie?
I love that Rosie is kind of the calming. She tries to keep Donna, who is Sophie's mom, if you know the musical, and Tanya, who's the more sophisticated. She's had a couple plastic surgeries, and you know, she's kind of the put-together one. I'm the more calm, you know, keep everybody happy. But then I have a little spunk in me, and I have a little sass. So I kind of like that part, a little mystery. But then I'm also a woman that was very active and advocating and women's rights and power. So I'm enjoying that part, too.
Okay, so do you get to sing any of the ABBA songs?
I sing a lot of songs.
Really? So what's your favorite?
If You Change Your Mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one, I mean, I don't know. Dancing Queen is fun, too, because we get to kind of dance with our song while we sing. I also like, If You Change Your Mind.
Yeah, I like that too.
Take a Chance on Me is what it's really called.
Sure.
I get to kind of be a little bit flirtatious with Brad Mann, Bradford Choir Teacher.
Who are the pairings? So you're with Brad Mann, so who else is up there?
I'm with Brad Mann. Well, I'm not really with Brad Mann.
Well,
so
of course.
It's myself, Rosie, and then it's Brad Mann plays...
Bill.
Thank Austin. You. Come on, help me, guys, you young people with the minds. And then it's Justin.
Who plays Sam?
No, Justin Hakey.
Hockey.
Justin Hockey is he's one of the directors over at Indian Trail. So he's in it. And then we have Thomas. Minkowski, thank you. Thomas graduated from Bradford in 2012, I think it was. 2012. He's got a degree in mathematics now and still doing theater with Racine and some stuff in Milwaukee.
Sure.
And he's coming back to the Bradford stage. So those are the three gentlemen. And then it's myself, Kristen Singer, who is the choir director over at Harborside.
Sure.
And then Brianna
Fancaster.
Fancaster.
Okay, sure.
She is the art teacher over at K-Tech West.
Okay.
So, and it's interesting because all of them, besides Mr. Mann and I, have studied under Holly. So it's just like full circle. All these are Kenosha residents, grew up here, graduates from Bradford.
Sure.
And we're all back out. Well, they're all back on the stage. I'm coming for the first time on the stage.
So our listeners would, because I'm sure there are a lot of theater moms out there, and you've had three absolutely amazing daughters.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Manji.
So tell us a little bit about how they're doing and what tips would you have, because you're experienced as a theater mom with three daughters.
I am. And my second daughter, my middle daughter, will be graduating from UW-Stevens Point this spring with a theater major, musical theater, with a minor in communications. And yeah, and moving to New York. And so I've had a full high school and college experience with musicals and acting and drama and dance. I would say to the moms, be patient with your child. Encourage them. Get involved in the program. It's so important to be involved. I think it's important to volunteer your time as much as you can, because I know we're busy moms because you have other kids and you have maybe have a full-time job. But just volunteer, get involved in the program. The directors and the technical directors, they need our support just as much as our children need our support. I would also say they're going to be very moody. They're tired.
Sure.
I mean, these kids, they're rehearsing after school till 9, 10 o'clock at night and still maintaining their grades. We have, you know how we have scholar athletes?
Right.
We have scholar theater students.
Right.
And so I think just helping them as much as you can, they need a lot of rest. And but just being as supportive as you can, but not only supporting your child, but the actual program, because we always need that. And we have an amazing parent. We call them drama mamas. Hello out there, you drama mamas. we have some amazing drama mamas and drama fathers who are actively involved, and we can make one phone call and have a group of parents there, whatever we need. And that's important. And this has not just been this year. This has been in the 10 years that I've been a part of the program as a mother. It's just parents are just there, and it's great, and we can get things done. We had an incident during Freaky Friday. People don't even probably know. One of our directors who was doing more of the clothing got hurt.
Okay.
And I can tell you, a parent stepped up, and the next thing you knew, a parent was actually in that role, doing that role, in supporting the staff of Bradford. So it's just a testament of the support that the parents truly have on the program. And for the kids, we love all of the kids. They're all our kids.
Yeah.
And
it's a beautiful, wonderful family. It really is. Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Coleman. Now we've got Lexi Tyler. Lexi is a senior at Bradford, and we were in West Side Story together. And, I always get typecast as the old guy. I get that, but you got to remind me. You were who?
I was Anita.
Okay, yes. Anita, absolutely. Wow, you did a fantastic job. So, okay, Lexi, tell us what attracted you to Bradford's theater program. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved.
Well, I kind of was born into musical theater. both of my parents have directed shows, been music directors, just have done everything. and so when I was born, I pretty much lived in the McKinley Auditorium, the Bradford Auditorium, just all over, and my mom kind of just put me on stage and was like, you can do something. And so that's how I got into it, and then as I grew up, that was my default, and I learned to love it. And so when I graduated from middle school and going into high school, KUSD Theater Arts seemed the only way to go. And I'm so glad that I chose that path, because I've learned so much from the program.
So tell us, what productions have you been in?
Well, I've been in West Side Story. I've been in Hunchback of Notre Dame, and that was last year. I've been in Pirates of Penzance over at Indian Trail. I've been in the Heights, which was my freshman year. Along with Hello My Baby at Bradford. Sister Act. Oh, and Freaky Friday, which was this fall at Bradford.
You want to go way back? You were in Miss Saigon, too.
Yeah, I was in Miss Saigon when I was like 5.
I remember Miss Saigon. Wow.
Oh, boy. I played a little boy named
that
Tam.
That was you?
Yep.
I remember that.
Yeah, oh. Much different. I don't have the bob anymore. So
okay. So do you have a favorite?
I would have to say that my favorite is West Side Story.
Okay.
I connected so much with the show, and we did a lot of work with our characters, and I just feel like I walked away with that show with part of Anita with me, and I still take her with me everywhere I go. So
I was lucky, listeners, to be able to have a part. It's tough when you're backstage and the scenery moves. It's on rollers. So I have to come up from the basement, and I have to jump on the scenery from the back of the stage, come through the door, jump off of the scenery as it's moving. I just about went flying into the audience. So you have to have agility. You know, people don't realize, you know, the dancing and the agility that comes with it. It isn't just speaking. So, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I want to call you Anita because that's all. So, Ben, let's talk about you. How did you get started, and what have you been in? And just tell us a little bit how things have started with you.
Well, what started me was seeing my brother in theater. Mm-hmm. And I've just grown up seeing him in all types of productions. And I was like, oh, I want to be like him. And then I started theater in Bradford. Dogfight was my first ever show.
Okay, I remember.
And then I fell in love with musical theater. And then I've been in a lot of productions like Peter and the Starcatcher, Hunchback, West Side Story, Next to Normal, Freaky Friday. And by far my favorite has been Next to Normal.
Really?
Because it really connected me. Well, I connected to the story like the most. Like, that's the most I've ever connected to a story.
What's your latest part?
My latest role right now is in Mamma Mia.
Really? So who are you in Mamma Mia?
I play Sam Carmichael.
Okay.
In Mamma Mia.
All right. And so do you have a counterpart with you?
My adult person is Justin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you had a Hamilton experience.
Yes.
And all of us are so jealous and so in awe. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that experience and how that occurred and what you learned from the whole Hamilton event?
Well, the experience started in my AP Gov class. Our teacher told us that we had an opportunity to see the show. Mm-hmm. And we had to do a project. And our project was taking primary source documents and putting it into a scene, a song, mm-hmm. or a poem, something like that. And our group was chosen to sing for the Hamilton cast at in Chicago. And it was an amazing experience, just being able to perform on the stage mm-hmm. and in front of all those people.
Where in Chicago?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. It's
one of the theaters.
Where
okay.
Hamilton is taking
gotcha.
Place yeah. in Chicago. And we have another opportunity. They emailed us back, and they want us to perform in front of some business people and the Miranda family.
Wow.
So that's great. We're looking forward to that.
So who did you get to meet? Did you get to meet any of the Hamilton?
We got to meet the Chicago cast of
okay.
Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you saw the performance?
Yeah, and we saw the performance.
Wow. Did you get to go too?
Yes.
Oh, you did. So give our listeners one takeaway. What wowed you from Hamilton? Liz, you can go first.
We had a Q&A session with the cast before we saw the show, and it was nice to see them as like, oh, they're not just people on stage. They mm-hmm. like, it's nice to hear from them what it is like to be like in a Broadway show, mm-hmm. especially since, well, I'm not sure about you, but that's what I'm hoping to do one day. Okay, so that's what we're hoping to do. We're going to talk about that.
Good. Well, that leads in. Well, let's finish the question. Jody, did you get to see?
I did not. Oh. It was actually, it was a grant that was won by our social studies department.
Okay.
So the trip itself had nothing to do with the theater program, mm-hmm. which goes to show you how theater can really affect all areas of education, not just immediately the performance aspect.
Right.
Because a show like Hamilton really brings alive history for people who see things like that.
Wow. Ms. Coleman, did you get to go?
I did not. And I was like, why am I not chaperoning that? That's another topic. But but you know, Mr. Manji, Jody is absolutely right. These you know, we always talk about, you know, theater and what it does to a child and a student. I really do believe that some kids come to school because they're in theater.
Yes.
Just like some kids come to school because they're on the football team, you know. And we have to reach them where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it creates a very holistic child. Mm-hmm. The type of things that these kids are learning academically, I mean, memorization, they're having mm-hmm. to memorize all that. And blocking. I'm learning what blocking means now, where you're supposed to stand and where you're supposed to go and your cue words and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's very complex when the stage is moving and you have to jump off it, right. like you said. but they're also learning teamwork.
Yes.
And collaboration. And they're learning how to work with different type of people, mm-hmm. you know, from all walks of life, because you have all these different types of people in theater. They're just learning so much. I mean, but they're also keeping up with their mm-hmm. other stuff. And so I just think being in theater or just being an active student in any of our programs in Kenosha Unified is tremendous. It really is.
I used to, after school, at times sit in the back of the auditorium and just watch in awe what was going on. And like you said, Mrs. Coleman, I saw seniors and juniors tutoring freshmen and sophomores in math. And everybody pulls for everybody to be successful. What's awesome about the Bradford Theater program is there's no jealousy. Everybody's a team. Everybody's kind of like a circle. Everyone practices, you know, the famous word Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U, from Nelson Mandela. He brought his country together with one word, and it's I am because we are. I exist because of all of the rest of the people in the musical theater program. Without them, I'm really nothing. So that sense of teamwork mm-hmm. is just awesome to see how everybody pulls for everybody. You know, here I am trying to remember my lines for West Side Story. And I've got students helping me in the back. We're in the back corridor. They're, you know, going over lines with me. Oh, Mr. Manji, don't be nervous. You know, we got you. We got this. And what's really hard, when you're on stage and there's one person that you're talking to, I can handle that. But there's a scene when I'm breaking up a fight between the Sharks and the Jets, folks. And there's like six people. There's anybody's, and there's all. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know who to say what to. So I had my lines down, but I didn't know who I was talking to because, you know, you're in a group of five people. So share with us the toughest thing to learn about being in a musical theater performance. What's hard for you? What do you overcome? Do you have any tough things? Is it learning your lines? Is it, as Mrs. Coleman said, blocking? Is something hard for you, or you just flow with it?
Well, me personally, I struggle a lot with dance. I would not call myself a dancer, and West Side Story especially was a challenge because it is a very dance-filled show. And so as Anita, I was like in the front. I had nobody to look at, and it was really kind of up to me to figure it out. And I was on stage with a bunch of other kids who have been trained as dancers, just kind of trying to find my way. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, everyone's so helpful. Like, as you said, like, they mm-hmm. if I say, hey, I'm really struggling with this part, like, can we go over it? They'll go over it with me until, like, I get it. And then if they see that I'm, like, doing something wrong, they're like, wait, you need to do it this way. And then we'll just do that over and over and over again until I get it. So I think that dance for me is the hardest part just because that's not something that I've ever had to learn.
Okay. Well, I think you're a great dancer. And
thank you.
Ben, what do you struggle with? What tips do you have?
I agree with Lexi on dance, because I'm not a dancer at all. But you have to have dance to be an actor. That's why they call them triple threats.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a triple threat.
So what is the triple threat?
Being able to act, sing, and dance.
Okay.
That's a triple threat.
Okay, and you guys have to work on. So do you have a dance teacher, or does Holly ask somebody to come in, or? Who do you have?
Andrew Waters.
Okay.
Yeah, he's great.
He is great.
Is Mrs. Donnell still there? Is she a counselor now? Because she started out as our dance instructor.
Yeah, she is. Oh, I didn't know she was a dance instructor.
Yeah,
she's
a counselor. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Andrew comes from Chicago, and he works with the kids. He does a lot of the choreography.
Mm-hmm.
Very patient. Mm-hmm. But like Lexi was saying, we have a lot of students who, outside of school, have taken dance classes over the years, just whether it's ballet or tap or jazz, who may have not been wanting to go into theater, but just kind of landed there, but are amazing dancers. So they have been very helpful. And Andrew's a professional, and some kids just pick it up right away because they've had that experience.
Sure.
I'm like Lexi. We had to go over it a couple times.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Andrew is so patient, and he'll go over it as many times as you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an excellent teacher.
Okay. You guys have been great. I have to give a commercial. This is WGTD 91.1 HD, and we're blessed to have the Bradford Musical Theater folks with us, and we're also blessed to have Troy McDonald as our radio engineer, and he's been a terrific help to us. So one question, most of our listeners are going to be audience people. They're going to come to their performances. And I remember Holly Stanfield before each performance getting out in front of the stage and saying, look, you're part of this performance and you can be better. So what do you look for from the audience? I'm always, if I'm up there, and I haven't been up there many times, I'm scared to death to even look out there. You know, I'm focusing on who I'm talking with. So, Jody, what's a good audience? How can people be better?
An engaged audience is a good audience. Mm-hmm. Behavior aside, because there is
students.
I was going to say there's appropriate behavior for an audience at a rally, and there's an appropriate behavior for an audience at a stadium, and there's appropriate behavior for an audience in a theater. But if they're engaged, they're 95% of the time going to be appropriate.
Okay.
If they're into the story, they're going to be excited to be there. And you might get a few woo when you really shouldn't. But if they're into it in their way, you can't fault them that.
Yeah.
But we do work with, we have in school, I believe for Mamma Mia, we'll have an in school assembly. And we try to get, like Holly gets up in front of everyone and says, okay, appropriate behavior for this space is applauding when you like it. Please don't call out to your friends, hi, Ben, because he's not Ben at the moment. If they're into the story, they'll be good.
Okay. Ms. Coleman, what's a good audience?
Attentive. So engaging and attentive, but also participate. Laugh, because I'm learning. I think you feed off the audience.
Yep.
So when the right? Right?
Yes.
Okay, so when
yes.
the audience is engaging, I think the actors and actresses do so much better. I've gone to Nebraska now. This year will be my 10th year going.
Really? Wow.
Because I've had so many kids. I'm done, though. My ninth year. My ninth year. I stand corrected. My ninth year going. And every time you go, the audience, it's like going to the Super Bowl for football. The audience is so on a high, and they're excited, and they're energetic, and they're screaming and rooting for their favorite team, and they're just yelling and screaming. It's the same way in Nebraska. Kids from all over the country are there, and they're screaming, and they're excited, and we're very well known there.
Yeah.
Kenosha Unified is very known there, especially Bradford Theater Arts. and they're just screaming and they're excited, and our kids are feeding off of that.
Right.
That energy in that room is, I mean, you know, Mr. Manji, you've been there.
Yes.
That energy is so powerful. But so that's what the kids are looking for. You're looking for the audience to be attentive and engaging and participating with their energy, because it's going to help them.
Every time I've gone, I've had tears in my eyes.
Oh, me too.
I just am so beaming with pride of the Bradford kids. And just what you said, Mrs. Coleman, the whole audience, you know, and it's like the Super Bowl. I just crash and burn. I'm just sobbing, you know, with pride.
We all are too.
Yeah, everybody is.
All the kids are.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. So, Lexi, how's the audience? How does it help? How does it help you?
Well, like they said, that I like when the audience is engaged, because there's not anything worse than going backstage and being like, oh man, like the audience is dead tonight. Like, because their energy determines our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we see that they're hyped up, we get on like this performance high, and it just makes us better.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's great to, especially when you have your friends in the audience,
sure,
because they're so supportive,
yeah,
of you. And even if they're screaming, yelling, it's out of love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to know that it's nice to know that the people in the audience are actually watching what you're doing and aren't just coming to a show to tune out for 3 hours,
yeah,
2.5 hours.
Ben, how about you? What's a good audience?
Well, a good audience to me is an audience with a lot of energy that I can feed off of to act. But the biggest takeaway is that we want the audience to get the story, to know the story. That's the biggest takeaway.
Wow.
That's good.
That's great.
That is good.
How do your parents take all this in? What can you say about your moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles? And who do you got? Kids at Bradford used to say, hey, Mr. Manji, who's in your posse? Who you got? We got all of us. Who you got? And so I had to think about that. So, Lexi, who's in your posse? Who do you got?
Well, my mom is very, very supportive of all of this, and she gets it. And pretty much my whole family is involved in,
yeah,
the arts, including my 4-year-old sister.
Really.
Gonna be on stage one day. Just, that's gonna happen. But it's, my mom drives me to do my best. Like, there are some days where I'm like, Mom, like, I'm not feeling good. Like, I don't want to go to school today. Like, and she's like, okay, you can stay home, but you have to go to rehearsal. And I'm like, all right. because she knows how important the theater program is to me. And like Ms. Coleman said earlier, I come to school because of rehearsal, because that's where I feel at home.
Okay, that's great. Ben, who's in your posse?
Well, it's my mom, my stepdad, and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes my brother. He takes time out of his busy schedule to come and see me perform. And it's really great seeing them there and being there to support me through every show. So,
oh, that's awesome. Ms. Coleman, who you got?
Oh, I have a wonderful husband. But I also have 3 amazing daughters.
Sure.
But then I have all these wonderful kids that I have watched grow up.
Yeah.
They've become like my other children.
Sure.
They all call me Mama T.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and I have this community. We have a wonderful community.
We do.
That truly, truly supports the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've been, for all these years, I've been in the front of the house. So I've got to watch them come through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also got to see them leave. And Ben is absolutely right. It's telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly has a motto. And what's her motto? Choose happy.
Choose happy.
She wants us to leave happy.
Mm-hmm.
And leave a feeling a little bit better than we came in. You know, sometimes you go,
yes,
someplace and you're a little tired and a little worn down, but you had to go because, you know, you had already bought the ticket. But then she wants you to leave a little different.
Yes.
Understanding the story that the students were trying to tell,
mm-hmm,
and to leave feeling happy. So choose happy, in the words of Holly Stanfield.
Exactly. That's really important. That triggered a thought. I still mentor people in the Chicago area who want to be principals. And we teach them that your goodbyes have to be as strong as your hellos. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for people to be welcoming and to give you a hello. But then, you know, the final act, the final curtain when you're saying goodbye, sometimes people don't get that. Your goodbyes have to be really strong. So if you're a principal, you're outside on the pavement welcoming everybody into school. But when they leave, when all the kids leave, you're also out on the pavement saying, you know, make sure you come back, you know, have a safe evening, you know, drive safely. We need you back here tomorrow. You're coming back, right, Lexi? So where were we? Jody, who's in your posse?
Oh, my husband, Alan, who has put up with so much of schedule for 17 years. And I have two wonderful children who were born in the theater and have been in from the time they were in baby carriers on stage and backstage. But to echo what Tamara said, it's absolutely a family. And the support from the parents, the other parents who are, we could not run front of house without the parents.
Sure.
And when you're feeling that crunch and when you're feeling that this is never going to happen, there are people there who's like, wow, this is amazing. This is brilliant. And my students are, they are the reason to stay and do the job. Kenny Rossman does not know it, but he is getting me through this school year. But to see them succeed, it's like, yeah, we're going to be okay. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
So we've got amazing, Kenosha is an amazingly talented place. Mm-hmm. You don't know it, Kenosha, but you're amazingly talented.
Yes, yes. It
is, and not just theater arts, but our fine arts department, from our choir to our band to our orchestra. I mean, it's top notch. And then let's not forget our sports.
Right.
I mean, top notch all the way through.
DECA, FBLA.
Oh, FBLA.
So smart.
DECA.
So smart.
I mean,
right.
We just have some amazingly talented, bright students. And they just blow my mind. And every time I think that they have done it, and I think, wow, it can't get any better than this, it gets better.
It does. Kids are amazing. They just bring, you guys bring us so much joy and happiness. So we better get this in. Upcoming dates. Mamma Mia, Mrs. Coleman, can you tell the audience?
I need everybody in the city. They have to see it. And we have an array of dates and times, so we'll work with your schedule. So the Mamma Mia production will be held at Bradford High School in the auditorium on the following dates and times: April 27th, 28th, 29th at 7:30 p.m., as well as May 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th at 7:30 p.m. But even if you can't come then, we still have an April 29th and a May 6th performance, which is a Sunday, at 2 p.m. And then on May 6th, we have a 7:30 p.m. show.
Okay.
So you have, like, you can see it two times on a Sunday, or you can come on a Thursday night, bring all the kids. There's a lot of singing, a lot of dancing. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, our flyer says, prepare to dance, and we mean that.
Yes.
Prepare to dance.
Really? So you can dance at your seat? I mean, is there an opportunity?
It is impossible to resist.
Yes.
We're not going to tell, but
okay.
there might be some dancing in the aisles and, you know, getting up and doing some solid gold. Remember that back in the 60s, 70s?
Sure,
80s,
sure.
Solid gold? Yeah.
Wow. So
okay,
what?
The kids won't know that, though, but we
is that
know.
Like a
I'm like,
Midas touch?
So all the ladies in the audience can get up and sing Dancing Queen? Is that...
Please?
Yeah.
Yes. We welcome that.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Mrs. Coleman. So let's talk about Nebraska a little bit, Freaky Friday. What are the dates for that? It's usually the end of June.
I believe the 21st and 22nd are the remote.
I will tell you. It'll be the
22nd and 23rd will be the
matinees.
Okay.
Before the kids head off to Nebraska on the 24th.
Okay. So, Lexi and Ben, is this your first time to Lincoln, Nebraska, or have you gone before?
I have gone before. I went my freshman year with Hello, My Baby, which was great experience. My sophomore year, I crewed for Dogfight and the elaborate entrance of Chad Deity. And last year I went with West Side Story.
Okay, great. Ben, you've been?
Yeah, this will be my third year. Okay. My first year was my freshman year going with Dogfight. And then last year was West Side Story. And this year will be Freaky Friday.
Wow. Wow. That's fantastic. This has been awesome. And you've been, what, all 17 years or
I think,
Mrs. Williams?
Let's see.
16, I believe.
I think it's 15 times because we didn't go. We used to go every other year. So I think my first year here we didn't go. And I think my third year we didn't go. And then there was a year that I had a family wedding that I went and did the show, but I didn't stay. Okay. But I think we've been insane number of times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's always amazing.
So there are people in the community that want to help in some way. Is there a way folks can contribute? Is there a website, or do they send a check or offer their time as chaperones, or what can people do?
Come to the shows.
Okay, that's number one.
If they really want to contribute above and beyond purchasing a ticket and supporting us by having their body in the seat, which is always the best way to support a theater, then yes, they can certainly write a check to Bradford Drama and send it to care of the theater department. If they wish to volunteer, there are phone numbers on the KUSD KUSD Fine Arts page, and they can get to that from the KUSD website. Mm-hmm. And there are phone numbers that they can call and be involved. Support choir, support your local schools, support your children if they want to be in this, and bring your kids.
Okay. All right. We've got 2 minutes, one final thought. Ben, anything you'd like to share with our listeners as a final thought?
Okay, my final thought is that I believe that theater is a necessity to life, and I think it's a way to bring others together, and I think it's really necessary for people. So that's
It's an important way of Kenosha being kind. Mm-hmm. It really is. Lexi?
I believe that theater teaches kids to communicate with each other, which I think is so important just for everybody to learn. I mean, most of the world's problems can be solved with just communicating.
Wonderful. Mrs. Coleman, final thought.
I think that theater arts is a way for us to tell a story that would not have otherwise been told. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things that we can learn from the arts, and not just theater arts, but playing music in general. And so I'm very grateful to our community, and I hope that they continue to support KUSD education and theater arts programs, fine arts programs, our sports and all of that. But I just thank the community, and I hope they continue to just really support our kids. They really need our community. It brings everybody together.
Wonderful. Jody, final thought real quickly.
Storytelling in all its forms and facets is the most primal way we communicate as people and have always communicated. And this is what we will leave behind for people. The production may go away, but the story stays in your head. And it's just about communicating and connecting. And it's the most important thing we have.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. It's Jody Williams, Mrs. Tamara Coleman, Lexi Tyler, Ben Woods. Our blessings to you, and thank you, audience, for being kind. And this is an amazing example of Kenoshans being kind. See you next time, and practice peace.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org. And you're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, Racine and Kenosha Veteran Services offers a no-cost will clinic focusing on wills, financial powers of attorney, and more. This event is on Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 at the Kenosha County Human Services Building. Call for more information.
Support comes from Kenosha Winter Harbor Market featuring kombuchas from Muskego-based Love Booch. A kombucha is a fermented, sweetened, and effervescent tea brewed in a variety of flavors. The market's open Saturdays at the Rohde Center for the Arts from 10 until 2.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Linda Fleshinsky, a mother, grandmother, freelance writer, and former Racine School Board president. And now, here's today's host.
Good morning and welcome to WGTD and this, our Saturday morning program, Community Matters. I'm Linda Fleshinsky, the host for this week's edition of Community Matters.